We are going to break away now for a few moments from those fast-moving events in the Paris area to get a wider view from one of France's leading journalists. Sylvie Kaufmann is editorial director of the publication Le Monde. And as you've heard, Sylvie, she's joining us right now. As you've heard, there are the two hostage situations that are changing rapidly, coming to some sort of, it sounds like a head here. Let me begin with you, even though we're in the middle of an ongoing drama, what is the mood there in Paris today with all this happening?
Well, as you can imagine, it's very tense. It's a very tense day in Paris, in that area of Paris, in Porte de Vincennes, where the police have now stormed the place where hostages were being held. It's a very populated area. Schools, there are schools around. Kids are kept in the schools after class, you know, because the area is sealed off. So parents are worried. Children are scared. It's the traffic is stopped. I mean, obviously, it's there's quite a lot of tension. It's difficult.
I expect everyone around you, I mean, even it would be in your own office, is at the moment glued to the television.
People are glued on TV or on radios. People are listening to radios in offices everywhere or on their computer screens. People are very, you know, I mean, we've been living with this drama for the past, 3 days now. And it's the only thing people are talking about in France at the moment. I would say in most of Europe, because we hear a lot of support and questions and interrogations around Europe. I mean, everybody feels very, very concerned about this. The other thing which we are looking at is on Sunday, the day after tomorrow, we have a big rally planned in Paris and in several other cities of France. It's another rally of solidarity. And so people are very much preparing this, and also political organizations.
I wonder, there, so many people came out after the attack on Charles Hebdo, the magazine, the satirical magazine. People poured out into the streets. It was a stunning sight. Do you think the events of not just Wednesday, but today, and even yesterday when a policewoman was killed, and now that appears to be linked to these events, do you think that people will come out again?
I think so. Yes, I think so. You know, last night people did come out again. No, I don't think there's fear to that degree, to that level. I think the mood is more, I mean, today it's tense. People are around these areas where the police are in action. Of course, people are scared, those who live close to those places, but because there is action going on and the attackers are there. Actually, I understand that the two main attackers have been killed. But overall, I think people are still very much mobilized about what has been going on, and they want to react, and they want to show that France is, as a nation, is not going to be cowed and to back down. You know, I think people want to show and to come out in strength on Sunday.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sylvie Kaufmann is editorial director of Le Monde.
And just a reminder of where we stand here, we've had evidence of assaults on both locations inside and outside Paris today. Evidence of people being hustled out of one of the locations, the kosher market. No clear evidence on who is dead, who is alive, although there are wildly conflicting reports at this time. We're going to continue tracking this story throughout the hour right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.